Welcome to your five for the day. Father's Day first began because of a woman named Grace Golden Clayton from Fairmont, West Virginia, in the United States of America. The story goes that she was inspired to do this after a mining disaster killed 362 local men. Their deaths orphaned more than 1,000 children, and Grace wanted to pay tribute to the children's dead fathers as well as her own. Each year in the UK, Father's Day takes place on the third Sunday of June. It is one of those dates we really don't want to forget, but is often shrugged off by us dads as a lot of fuss about nothing, an attitude which can possibly betray something of what we feel about the role itself. On Mother's Day, we tell mothers how great they are, and on Father's Day, we tell fathers what they need to do to be great fathers. It's almost as if a mother automatically becomes great, while a father must continually work at it. There are a number of descriptions given of a father. A person who growls when he feels good and laughs very loud when he's scared. A person who gets very angry when the school reports aren't as good as he thinks they should be. A person who hurries away from the breakfast table, often to the arena, which is sometimes called an office, to tackle the dragon with three heads, weariness, work, and monotony. A person who gives his daughter to a man who isn't nearly good enough so he can have grandchildren that are better than anyone else's. Someone has said, and I believe it is true, that a boy loves his mother, but he follows his father. That places a tremendous responsibility on fathers. God truly is the most wonderful father of all. The fact that he would love the unworthy, save them by his grace, and adopt them into his family proves this. Add to this the fact that he looks out for his children and takes care of them in a spectacular fashion. I'm glad that he is my father today. Can we honestly say that we are saved by the grace of God? Do we know that he is our father and we are his children? If we can't say that, then we need to come to him right now and call on him. If we will, he will save us. He can help us get all our priorities in proper order. If we have needs in our lives and need help, there is no better place to bring those needs than to God the Father himself. He invites us to come before him and get the help we need right now. If we want to know God as our Father and know how wonderful he is, we need to bow at his feet and tell him just how we feel about him. I have a sneaking suspicion that he might like that. Thank you for listening. God bless you.